five errors that are against Yichud Hashem, and he's going to try to address each one of them, how we are going to combat that. So on page Yud Gimel in this print, Hine. Ha'avdei avodah zara. There are two types of avdei avodah zara. Amin arisha, in the first group, chashvu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but he's too elevated to deal with the day-to-day na'arishkeit. And therefore, there are other beings and other forces beneath him. All the powers of the what's it called? The stars and stuff. They really control what's going on. And that's why they served the original stars and constellations, because they figured that Hashem gave them the koach to run the world underneath him. So that was the first level. Obviously, that is a very strong stira to Yichud Hashem, because it's saying that even though it doesn't affect the fact that maybe Hashem is the only Borei, but it's definitely saying that Hashem gave over the ability to control the world to those forces. And that was the original of the Avodah Zarah. Amin Hasheni, the second mistake, Amru. Chas v'chalila shtei rishuy yaseim. Chas v'chalila. Amru chas, like this. Shtei rishuy yaseim. There are two powers in the world. One does all the good, one does all the bad. And since Hashem is tachlis hatoiv, so he did not want to control the bad stuff. And Memela, he created a force of evil that can create the evil powers in the world. And therefore, everything that happens in the world is a struggle between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Chas V'Shalom, his counterpart, the Koach HaRa, and basically the degree to which Tov and Ra are balanced out is the degree of who's winning the fight that day. Over there, he had it by the Goyin, by whatever. Anyway, that the point is that those nations of the world that served Shadim had a shade of good, a shade of bad, and that's how the world worked. It seems like both of these opinions are coming from an understanding that Avad Hashem created the world, and Hashem theoretically could have created the world in a way that he controls it. But Lamaise said he doesn't, either because the things that happen in this world are too unimportant, or because there's too much Ra in the world, and Hashem created a force which can do Ra on its own. You don't want to have to deal with the Ra himself. Hadas is something else. Hudas Hamoina. This is the Hamoina Shechoish. That Hashem created a world with a natural order. There's a natural order to the world. And therefore, you have to shteltzu, you have to be part of the world in its natural order. If you're lazy in that natural order, you will not succeed. Like it says, me, or maybe mazel. In other words, it's interesting. It's Rav Chaim Friedlander points out that it's interesting to note that the Ramchal is putting these two people in the same category. What are the two people? Either everything's totally in me, or everything's totally in mazel, which seems to be the opposite of kochi v'yotzim. It's totally in mazel. So why are these in the same category? The answer, what?
Anything except for Kadosh Baruch
Because except for Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning there's a natural order. Either natural order is you could you some people
control.
believe the natural order is such that look around, the smart people make money, the people who work hard make money, and therefore if you follow the natural order you win. Some people look at the world and say smart people don't make money, and I don't know idea who makes money. There's no rhyme or reason to anything. Everything's pure mazel. So either way, so then those people believe that that's gufa, the natural order. Where Hashem created the world is gufa. It's haphazard. It's mazel. Some people are born in mazel tle, and they have good luck. And some people, it's all mazel. So mazel is also giving credence to the natural koiches in the world. So therefore, they're both one shita. That there's a system, or there's no system, but it's gufa, the world's created to not have a system. So that's one category. So we're up to three categories. Either the people that said Hashem is too high to deal with the world, either the people that said Hashem is too good to deal with the world, or the people that say that Hashem created a natural order to the world, that's either the success comes from hard work or the success comes from mazel. And that's the third mistake. Hadas or Avias, the fourth mistake, Hudas Goyei Aretz. So this is not the Hamoina Noshim, this is Goyei Aretz. I don't know who those people are, but they say, this is, I think, more advanced people. The Hamoina Aretz are not the ancient.
Asa, right?
Right? Yeah, yeah,
Nalena,
yeah. The first two are ancient, deists. The third one is the Hamoinams, the regular people. The fourth one is like this. They believe that maybe the Jewish people were chosen at one point, but Chata Yisrael, the Jewish people sinned. In Yeshua, so loy be looking himself. Hashem doesn't care about them anymore. Chas v'shalom. Kesef nimas kro ulam. They are old for add old news. They had the choice, they could have taken advantage, and they didn't. And now Hashem is not interested in them.
Wasn't this something there too much?
Suri
First
al
time fault.
Dechatesh, yeah. Huchach Lazar Bessam will achlif am Buma Acheres. And, right, very good. That's according to the Gra, that is the whole Sabbath Beatuna issue. And,
Which is the Roman, which is the
which
Asa,
is Roman,
the
yeah.
Goyera?
Christianity. Why would that go here? What's his name?
The
Right. Mishpat
Mishpat
HaGadol.
is
Yeah.
Yishmael and Goyera
Yeah.
and
V'oirach ha-golos moira l'choira al-zeh u'mafchir al-havois she'inam chazokim be'emuna amitis. Now, I don't understand what this has to do exactly. This is a whole separate issue of Hashgacha Pratis. I'm not sure exactly here what this has to do with the first three. But he's saying there's another mistake that people will make when it comes to us, because Moses is not paying attention to us anymore. We are just like the fish and just like the animals now at this point.
He created the whole world. Even the small things, not anymore.
Not for us, at least. Maybe for them.
Maybe for them, not for us.
Right. Guys, don't get carried away. You see, Hashem really cares if you make money, you don't make money, this, that. No, Hashem's done with you. Hashem's done with the Jewish people because you guys sinned. And I'll bring you in a proof. You've been in this thing for 2,000 years of Golas. He hasn't brought you back yet. He's not going to bring you back. Just move on and get real, basically. That is the fourth Shita. The fifth Shita is Hadas HaChamishis. Hidas Poishe Yisrael. So now comes, and this is usually going to be the most knitched, Hashkafa, this is the Jews themselves that are self-hating Jews, basically. So what do they believe? Makir, they knew about Hashem. Limroid, and they want to rebel. I want to get Hashem back. Bekroksiv. Lamrais. So what they say is that, no, I get it. Hashem created the world. Hashem is pretty strong. He runs the world. But I know what gets him angry, and I know how to outsmart the system. I know, right? It's like the guy that's that goes to the guy that goes to the Rebbe and says, can I have a bracha for Parnassa? I can't give you a bracha on pronouncing your ganif. I can't give you a bracha on pronouncing. So he says, listen, there's a lot of people on Rosh Hashanah that had a gzeir min hashamayim that money should be stolen from them. So all those people, give me a bracha, I should be the one to steal it. Right? It's these chevra that know how to like get within the system and outsmart everything, right? So a goy would never think of this stuff. The guy is just either he's the first three groups, either he's the first three groups. There basically is no real Ashkacha process anymore. And if he's an advanced guy, so then he's going to go to the fourth group and say they forgot about the Jews. The Poshe Yisrael, no, Hashem didn't forget about us, but I know how to beat him. I know how to beat him because he's taka strong. I get it, but I'm also strong. And I know that he doesn't like shofin. So on Monday, Thursday, when everyone's saying Vurachom, I can go ahead and, you know, play with my shofin because Hashem's in a good mood and I can get what I want or whatever. So therefore, or I could go through angels. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but this is the third system.
Rabbi has to brush up on his kishuf.
Yeah. But look, now we're not so far away from this, right? I can do whatever I want, but as long as I give my
right school,
as long as I go to the right website, the right kavar and the right school. So this is the five categories, and he's going to come and prove how believing in Yichud Hashem, by definition, has to come lafuke to come against these five categories. All right. No share tomorrow night.